Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. The book, Daughters in Danger, does suggest the practical ways in which moms and dads and sisters and brothers and friends can make a difference. Maybe just say a word about mothers first, and then let's talk fathers and kind of go down the line, and we'll talk about best friends as well. But what would you say maybe for moms, how could they change maybe the way they're relating to the daughter to protect them more effectively?
Well, I think the first step is communication. Talk to your daughter. Keep those channels open. Don't think because she's not talking to you that you need to leave her alone. You know, continue to talk to her in as calm a way as you can. I understand that it's often very frustrating when your daughter or your son shuts down and appears to want to shut you out. But often that's when they're the most troubled. And that's when just being there, just having, knowing that they're loved. I think a lot of the young people today aren't sure about love. They're not sure if their parents really love them. And particularly when they leave their home and they go out into that big cold world on that college campus and they're trying to study and they want to get good grades and they don't want to flunk out. And then they've got the stress of the social life. And they're scared. They're frightened. And instead of worrying about being a helicopter mom or dad, I think you need to make sure, take those trips on campus, drop in, you know, every couple of weeks or so, and keep those phone calls going, not just text or emails, but connect with them, let them hear your voice. You know, being a cool mom was seen as kind of a neat thing to be, but I'd rather see warm mothers. I'd rather see a mom who inspires her daughter intellectually and but also encourages her to have compassion for others. I think we've missed some of the altruism of mother-daughter relationships. Girls can be very competitive as adolescents when they're 12, 13, 14. And if mothers play into that, in that competitive, who's got the coolest clothes and the coolest hair and the who's on the right team and so on and so forth, then what happens to this very important character trait of compassion, of caring about the girl who's left out, instead of just always wanting to be part of the cool group?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.